You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Mr. Price today announced that they would be looking to acquire a German-based company known as Pegasus Group Holdings. It trades as NKD in the retail space, a deal that would potentially be worth just shy of 10 billion rand. The market had its own thoughts and reflections around that, as reflected in the Mr. Price share price on the day's trade. But alongside that, we know that there are other deals that have been in the works from various companies, the likes of Anglo American and Tech Resources, looking to expand their copper operations in Chile and Peru. We're going to be taking a look at these transactions in a bit more detail with our resident M&A and deals specialist, the chief executive for corporate and advisory at Deal Leaders International, Andrew Bollman. He joins me on the line now to see what we make of these transactions. Andrew, always lovely catching up, especially when exciting conversations are involved. Let's perhaps start our conversation with the Mr. Price acquisition announcement. One would think this would be a good thing from a business perspective. The market initially not having the most positive reaction, the share price down almost 10% at one stage on the day's trade. What do you make of the announcement itself?
Hi, Jimmy. Look, I agree with you. I think it's been quite an interesting and I'm sure a stressful day for the Mr. Price directors. I think the fundamentals should have come across as being positive, but you know, as you mentioned, the share price is down and the reaction's poor. And I think it's a lot of it is around the sentiment of, you know, it's a big number relative to the market cap of the group. It's a bold move, and many others from a South African perspective have crossed border and failed, you know, and I think that's where some of the repricing is coming in, because it does change the risk profile. And, you know, we know that other markets are not necessarily more stable, but it's a bold move. And, you know, I really hope from their perspective, they've always been very positive from an analyst's and investor perspective. So I'm hoping that the strategy is a good one and it diversifies their growth into Europe and Eastern Europe. But yeah, look, initial reactions aren't great, and let's see how it plays out.
Speaking of diversification into Europe, Andrew, I want to get your thoughts around that. A lot of companies have tried, some companies have succeeded, some companies have failed. Is it still as attractive as an attractive destination as it used to be? And are there other opportunities that might be a bit better suited for some other companies?
Yeah, look, I was surprised. You know, I don't think Europe is what it used to be, you know, and I think, you know, particularly if you're looking from an Eastern Europe perspective, there's still the fallout from the Ukraine war, and Europe's got its own challenges on multiple fronts. So it's a very interesting move, because, you know, typically if I were to wear an M&A hat, one looks for growth. And diversification and synergies and all of those elements. And going into those markets is a very different market. You know, there's no obvious synergies between, you know, the two groups. So it's interesting, because if I look at the backbone of how Mr. Price built up a very successful business in this part of the world, you know, it doesn't mean one has to default into Africa, because there's just as many war stories in Africa as other first world countries. But, you know, potentially looking at other emerging markets, South America or whatever it may be. So it is an interesting move, because also it is such a big move. You know, I could understand a foray, kind of dipping your toe in the water and trying to, you know, see how it plays out, understand the markets. But like I said, hopefully they've got insights and intelligence we don't. But it is a surprising move. And yeah, look, I mean, one's always got their views and opinions, but it definitely wouldn't have been my destination of choice for such a material investment.
Andrew, let's shift focus and take a look at the Anglo American and Tech Resources relationship that has been growing over the last couple of months. And we finally have approval from the shareholders on both sides to proceed with the deal. At the time when we kind of started looking at this deal around September 9th, when it was announced, we had a $50 billion odd valuation on what this deal would be worth. We're looking at copper mines in Chile and Peru. We know Anglo American has been the subject of bids from BHP, as well as an unbundling of their own that they've undergone. Take me through your thoughts around this strategic partnership and what it means for their increased exposure into the copper space, which we know BHP was after Anglo for that very reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an interesting one. You know, mergers are always quite interesting, and I think you know you approach it almost as a merger of equals, if you like. I think it does make sense. I think you know Anglo had to do something. I think with you know the build up, as you mentioned, with all the potential suitors and the potential deals, it had to play out in a way that they couldn't just leave it and you know and not do anything. So I think it makes sense. I think the diversification is a good play. You know, as you mentioned, I think. With the focus and the shift, including copper and iron ore and zinc and you know and other metals, you know, from a diversification perspective, is a good one. I think it'll be, you know, it's always good to spread risk, as well as moving into, you know, like copper being a high demand commodity. I think from a shareholder perspective, it makes sense. I think they're also, you know, they still insist that they're committed to South Africa, and from that perspective, it's really, yeah, very interesting. I think it's a calculated move, and I think that's very positive. And I think hopefully it'll play out, you know, from an overall share and valuation perspective moving forward.
We lost you there for a second, Andrew, but I wanted to wrap up the conversation taking a look at 2026. You and I are always catching up around these sorts of transactions as they happen. Do you foresee 2026 being a bigger year for these types of transactions, understanding that in some cases valuations might be understated for some assets? It could be a good opportunity to pick up some really depressed assets in certain markets. How are you seeing the potential for deal flow going into the new year?
Yeah, look, I'm bullish. I think there's good runway. I think both in the private and the mega deal market. I think there's you know room for consolidation, looking for bolt-on you know and diversification opportunities. I do think you're right. I think there's some good opportunities around potentially you know getting deals at a good valuation. But yeah, I think it's set for a good year. Like I said, I think like we saw this year, I think there's been a good momentum build up towards the end of the year, and I think that's going to carry forward in you know into 2026. And yeah, everything's pointing in the right direction. Let's hope you know we just don't have any surprises in the first quarter, and it plays out the way we hope it will.
Lots out there for markets to make sense of, including a transaction that seemingly is between Transnet and ICTSI. They've entered into a 25-year port agreement that is worth around $650 million. We'll look at that perhaps at another time, but for now, we'll leave this conversation on that note. Thank you so much, as always, for the time and for the insights to Andrew Ballman, the Chief Executive for Corporate and Advisory at Deal Leaders International, for joining us to take a look at some interesting M&A activity and what 2026 could potentially hold.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.